Over the past few months, we've been learning that fake news is not the exclusive province of Macedonian teenagers or Russian hackers. From the Republican Governors Association to Congressman Devin Nunes, politicians and political groups have begun creating a parallel universe of websites where the news is always good for them and bad for their opponents. Joining us with more is Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Hi there, John.
Hi, Magna.
Okay, so when we say a parallel universe, what exactly are we talking about? What do these sites look like?
Okay, so these are ads in sheep's clothing. They're basically designed to visually mirror news sites. They're named with names that sound like news sites. And so basically, at first glance, they look like your average news site.
Okay, great. So, but they're not, is what you're saying, right? So tell us what Congressman Devin Nunes has been up to then.
So Devin Nunes, who's also the House Intelligence Committee chairman, has set up recently this website called the California Republican. And it's filled with your standard issue GOP agitprop. The thing is that it's paid for by his campaign committee, but that's only listed at the very bottom of the homepage in really small type. Also reverse type, so it's white on black, so it's even more illegible than it might otherwise be. Oh. So you can find out, but you have to work pretty hard to see what this is exactly.
I gotcha. Now, I understand also that the site is listed on Facebook as a media news company.
Right, and I don't know if they submitted that designation or if Facebook did it through its algorithm. Either way, it provides a legitimacy for them that it doesn't really deserve.
Okay, and also may have an influence on where the articles show up in someone's Facebook feed.
Oh, absolutely.
Who knows? Now, there's another website, the Free Telegraph, which is produced by the Republican Governors Association.
Right. And they don't have any disclosure on their homepage. So that's a website that basically puffs up Republican governors and bashes Democratic governors. They originally had a disclosure on their homepage. They just recently moved it to the individual story pages at the very bottom, saying, well, that's where the majority of readers go. But very few of those readers make it to the end of the article where they would find out that this is just campaign marketing.
Okay. But to the point about most people go directly to articles versus the homepage, the RGA is right about that, though. The clicks do go to individual articles. You're just saying that people don't read to the end.
Right, right. Okay. So you're talking about a very small number of people who know actually what they're reading.
Okay. So this is interesting. So we're talking about this in a political context right now. But it seems like something similar has been happening in the private sector for a long time. Like, I was just looking at the New York Times homepage, and, you know, they've got a whole section of things that look like New York Times articles, or even produced by the T Brand Studio, whose goal is to create multimedia articles that could be taken for Times journalism. Point, though, like, I'm looking at one from Intel, and it does say at the top, paid for by Intel.
Right.
But it's supposed to look like journalism.
Right. It's called native advertising. It mirrors the content around it, the editorial content around it. And it's all about disclosure. If you disclose, then, you know, you're playing pretty much by the rules. The less you disclose, the more people think it's editorial content, the more you're deceiving the reader.
Okay, so by telling the truth, you're making it less effective is what
exactly,
you're saying. Exactly.
Okay. It's a tug of war between the advertisers and the publishers.
Huh. Now, have we seen any similar efforts by the Democratic Party?
I have not, although I'm guessing that we probably will before too long, but so far I have not.
Well, John Carroll is media analyst for Here and Now and a journalism professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, thank you as always.
Thank you.